Just finished listening to the new Marilyn Manson album that came out today. I've listened to it 5 or 6 times. I like it. It's different, not what you normally associate with Marilyn Manson name unless you've listened to the last few years of his music, because he's definitely changed his sound a bit and exploring his artistry a little bit more so than just shocking people, even though there's still definitely an element of that. But it's been interesting with three of my favorite bands being Metallica and Nine Inch Nails and Marilyn Manson to watch these bands age and the controversy that kind of comes from their aging, and that people have these expectations of them to. For their music to either stay completely the same all the time, or for them to just continually reinvent themselves. And both of those options don't really sound too interesting to me. And each band's kind of taken their own path. And I appreciate the subtleties of each band's growth a little bit differently in that. The one commonality between the three of them, though, and some other musical acts is that you almost have to view them as different bands. Metallica especially has kind of three very distinct eras of sound, and have only recently kind of returned to their roots a little bit with Death Magnetic, and Trent and Nine Inch Nails definitely has three or four different eras of sound, and especially now, I mean, he's got a completely different demeanor with the way he presents himself in the band and interacts with the fans, which is just amazing. Manson kind of does his own thing. I don't defend him too much, but I do like his music and try to see through. You know, a lot of the character that he has created, very successfully created, but still at the same time, I do enjoy what I'm listening to. And the first reviews of the album that I was reading was really disappointing and just calling him generic, and which I can totally see where they're coming from. But I don't think that's what he's trying to do anymore. I think he's just, you know, creating music because it's a form of expression for himself. And these artists hit a certain point where you can either take it or leave it, buy it or don't. Don't, you can go to their concert or not, but they've got enough of a following that they're going to be okay. And, you know, I'd much rather see them create something a little bit different that they enjoy, and whether or not it's successful or not, I don't think is the point anymore. It's just compared to bands that just continually produce the same album over and over again for their label. I'd much rather have artists like these out there than the alternative.